to the Ambrose Recreation and Park District regular meeting of the Board of Directors on this Thursday, August 12th, 2021. Yes?
I'm sorry. Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present.
I'm here. Thanks, Jeff.
Let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
I move we approve our agenda as presented. Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a second?
I second the motion.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Jeff?
Okay. Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
And let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have a motion?
I move we accept the consent calendar as listed. As noted.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director Garcia.
All right, Director Torres?
Yes.
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
And I think Director Lopez Garcia is here. And Director Hudson?
Aye. So we're at full five now?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. We don't have any presentation this evening, so we're moving on to the General Manager's Report. Good evening, General Manager.
Good evening, Madam Chair and Board Directors. Please have a brief comment, and then I will turn it over to Lori to update the Board on some programs and projects we have going on. We had to hire security to overlook the restroom placement project. What was happening was there was consistent vandalism going on there. So when the contractors would work during the day, vandals would come at night and virtually destroy the work they'd been doing during the day. So they made a request that we provide security there so they can at least get ahead of the project and make sure that things are tied down to where they can advance to the next portion of the construction project. So we've done that. It's been successful. It obviously, depending on how long we have to go with the security, it can be somewhat costly. We're looking at right now somewhere between $7,000 to $12,000 for security to make sure that the contractors can continue and complete the project in a timely fashion. So I just wanted to make the board aware of that. And with that, Lori is here to talk about some of the programs that we have coming up, some of the little activities that we have, and some of the projects we have going on. Lori?
Welcome, Lori.
You're on mute.
You're muted.
Yes, I got it. And I just wanted to let you know that today was great because the last 2 days they were able to finally get to the point they could lay the cement base for the Romtec building. So it was amazing in 2 days how much further we can move forward on the project, which is great. Want to talk a little bit about program that has begun and what's coming forward. We did start this month our MyFitness program. We have our Monday through Thursday evenings and our Monday through Friday morning classes. We are capacity because we, kind of did the square footage of the area and 25 is the capacity. So for the morning and the afternoons, we are at capacity. Real excited about that. May have to look if more people are interested in moving the whole program into the gym. Of course, the patrons don't want to because they like the foam or the rubber mats to work on. But that might, if they want to expand and we do have a high wait list, we may have to expand going into the auditorium. The Sorenji Kempo class will be starting September 6th. It'll be Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Again, that'll be at a lower capacity with masks required for all COVID protocols. We're really excited about that, but we may be taking that class also into the auditorium to keep a safe distance with people to, because it is a more of a contact sport or contact program. We are looking to open the gym in September. There are some factors we're still working on, specifics with staffing. We're looking at opening at 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. It'll be a monthly membership. It won't be just like a drop-in anymore. We do need to have a membership of the month so we can track in case there is any outbreaks or COVID outbreaks. We can track who's been in there. There'll be a sign-in sheet at the front desk. We are having all patrons come in through the front lobby. And sign in. That's a better way for us to track who's coming in and out of our facility. So besides when Spark Point is open, all the other doors do have signs on to please enter the lobby, and we can kind of keep track of who's coming in and what programs they're looking for. Let's see. In September, around the end of September 20th, we're looking to do an outdoor program of youth soccer out in the field. That's to kind of finalize some of our grant that we have left from swim lessons. I got a permission to use it over to youth sports. So we'll be using youth soccer for that. And then in November, we'll be finalizing the funding for that at a youth basketball program. We did not get to do swimming lessons this summer. And I wanted to explain a little reason why on that. Due to the engineers and the people involved doing the project, taking the storm drain is repaired. But doing that with the desk and then taking down the old bathrooms, there was some asbestos in those areas. So we felt Monday through Friday during the day, it was safer for all. We did watering and everything else to keep it safe, to not do programming in that during that time period. We've been open only on weekends, and this is the reason why, is because for safety of our community and anybody that came to the pool, we didn't want dust flying around and any of the particles in the air. So we are just still going to be open through Labor Day. No swim lessons at this time, and we did receive a $10,000 grant from LMCHD for our aquatic program. I have sent a letter, and that is going to the board next week, to see if we can take that grant and move it over to an April, May, and early June aquatic program so we still can provide free lessons for low-income youth for in our community. I think it's so important, and I met with LMCHD yesterday, saying how we are in a water, we are in a Delta community. We do need to provide lessons for the health and safety and get the kids out to help with obesity. It's so important to provide this program. So hopefully we will get the grant extended and be able to use it in the spring. Basically, we're kind of looking at things day by day. I know that with the protocols are changing weekly, hourly. So we are trying to adhere to all of the county, federal, state, and county regulations on COVID. And we may have to make adjustments as we go through our process of starting programming and youth programming, but we are still making a plan. So we're real excited about it. Excited to get our community back at the community center. I'm excited to be able to provide some of these things. And again, we will see how they work. If there's any issues because of the COVID protocols, we will have to adjust them. So I thank you for your patience with sometimes we change some of the things I do say. So any questions that we have?
Thank you for your time, Lori. I do have a question, Madam Chair.
Yes. Thank you, Director Carlson.
Yes. Just wanted to check in with the gym. How much would be the monthly membership, and would people be spaced out? Is there a limit to the number of people inside the gym?
Yes, and that's, like I said, we're working on some of the specifics of that. We're trying to find out the best way to do it. I've been calling other gyms and working with other communities, see how they're working on their private gyms. What we're looking at was a $35 yearly or membership for life. We're looking at probably doing like $20 and having the gym open at this time. Again, it may change. We are still looking like a 1-7 program so we can have staffing there till 7 to provide someone to go in and sanitize if people are in there. We are going to have a minimum per hour per square footage. So Again, this week a new protocol is coming out with square footage capacity, so I'm kind of waiting for that to see what that is, and then we can go from there.
Thank you, Lori.
Do we have any other questions from the directors? Thank you, Lori, so much.
You're welcome.
Ben, we are moving on. We don't have any legal counsel reports, so we're moving on to public communications.
At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Do I have any members of the public, Jess, that wish to speak at this time?
We do not.
Okay, I'm closing the public communications at this time and we're moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to the specific items being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If, due to technical difficulties, the Board of Directors is unable to hear the speaker's comments, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue the call and call in again. Our first item is consider authorizing the general manager to execute the right of entry and encroachment agreement with Little Sprout Garden Academy. Do I have any member of the public that would like to speak on this item at this time, Jess?
We do not.
All right, I'm closing this to the public and bringing it back up to the board and general manager. What say you?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is to approve an agreement with the Little Sprout Garden Academy, allowing the implementation of the terms and conditions of the Lowe's 100 Hometown Grant. With us this evening is Jasmine Cisneros, and she's going to be presenting the details of the grant and how it will be implemented and how we'll be partnering throughout the course of the terms of the grant. So, Jasmine?
Welcome, Jasmine.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair and General Manager, for welcoming me this evening. So for all of those who do not know me, my name is Jasmine Like the Flower, and I am a mother of two and a committed community leader to this community garden. So I just want to talk a little bit about, you know, how we got here and where we're going. So we have been nominated by a wonderful community leader, Sarah Foster, who has been involved in the community garden for the last year and has been excited about ongoing changes and challenges that we face in the community garden, recognizing that we do need more resources in the garden. So we had an opportunity to participate and apply to a grant that was sponsored by Lowe's. Sarah went ahead and described all the challenges that we face in this community, including food disparity and all sorts of challenges that we face directly within the garden, such as misuse of resources, which is our biggest challenge out there, and maintaining the integrity of the garden. With placing that nomination, we were nominated into the first round of the Lowe's 100 Hometown Project round, and so we were accepted into the first final round. And upon that, the general manager, Doug Long, and I were met by the nonprofit that was sponsoring the project. They met us on site, and we were able to detail not only the wonderful partnership between the Ambers Recreation Park District and the support and the inception of the garden, but how they continue to support it and what we've been doing out there, essentially, giving food, giving education to the little kids out there that, you know, don't have access to that regularly, and so on and so forth. With receiving folders, with a detailed timeline and what it would look like with partnerships, they were enthralled with the idea of participating with the Amherst Community Garden. And so, therefore, we were, out of 2,200 submissions to this grant, were chosen out of 2,200, one out of 100. There were only 100 people chosen for this grant, and we were chosen for it. And so with that, they saw that we needed, we had a great need out here to fulfill for the community. They saw that we needed some items for our garden that will help to not only maintain the integrity of the district, but will help to promote the health and wellness of the community. And so tonight I'm here to present to you all this wonderful grant and this wonderful opportunity to participate in a part of. I am the fiscal sponsor. My nonprofit is the Little Sprouts Garden Academy. We've been doing work throughout the Bay Point community for the last few years. We hosted our first garden class with the Amherst Head Start back in 2017, where we got some funding back then. But it's just been wonderful to participate in this. And I'm hoping to receive feedback and hoping to request the permission to accept this grant from the Amherst Recreation and Park District, and here to answer any questions that any of you all have.
Do I have any questions for Jasmine from any of my board of directors? Why don't we start with you, May, Director Torrickson. Do you have any questions for Jasmine?
No, I don't have any questions at all. Jasmine, myself, and the general manager discussed this before. It was still a little hush-hush, and so I know a lot about what's going on, and I really appreciate our Sarah Foster, who nominated the community garden and Jasmine's program for this grant. I applaud you, and this is really very thoughtful way that you could help with the community by bringing in your program into the community and teaching our children how to eat the right foods and from the ground. So thank you very much for all you do, Jasmine. And thank you to Sarah as well. We should give Sarah a commendation at this board, one of these days, to board meeting, I think. That's cool.
Director Torres, do you have questions or comments for Sarah, Jasmine?
Thank you, Madam Chair. No questions, just wanted to make a comment. You know, I just can't say enough about the amazing work that Jasmine's been doing at the community gardens now for a few years. So I'm just really excited to see this happen. Can't say enough about, like, you know, all the amazing work that her and the volunteers have done at the community garden. And, you know, it's just, you know, great to see young leaders in this community step up and go out there and make it happen, you know. So, Jasmine, you know, congrats. Congrats to everyone, too, who is involved in this, because this is huge. And it just shows that, you know, when you go out there and form partnerships, anything can happen, right? So can't say enough about the great work that you've been doing, Jasmine, and also thank you to all the volunteers who continue to show up at the garden. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you, Director Torres. How about you, Director Garcia? Questions or comments for Jasmine?
No questions. Just that I'm really excited about the project and the timeline. It's here, and it's going to happen pretty quickly. So that's a good thing, because usually these things could take some time, but it's going to be moving quite fast, and I really do think that's a great thing. And thank you, Jasmine, and all the volunteers, and Sarah for nominating us.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Lopez Garcia, are you interested or able to ask questions or comments for Jasmine? Can you tell Jess?
not a no.
Okay.
No.
All right, thank you, hon. I just didn't want to leave you out, okay? All right. You're doing a good job. But, wait, this is Trina Jackson, and folks, I just wanted to say that for anybody that's just listening to this and hasn't seen our packet, that the grant is for $50,000. I don't think anyone actually said that until now. So it's a pretty significant grant. And congratulations for writing us a special grant. That in and of itself is really amazing, Jasmine. I really like your timeline. And I also want to thank Sarah. And I also want to say thank you to Doug, because I really appreciate the depth and clarity of the agreement between the Park District and Little Sprout Academy. I think it allows the Academy to do some things that we couldn't do if it was just a district-funded program because of what our mission statement is. So I'm kind of appreciating how we're forming this partnership in such a way as Jasmine's not so constrained by just the Ambrose Recreation Park District mission statement. And I really look forward to the future. I think it's really awesome. And thank you so much for your time, Jasmine. This is really awesome. You guys did a really wonderful job. Do I have any other questions or comments for Jasmine?
Madam Chair, I'm not sure if you're able to see the chat, but we have a comment, and Jessica can speak to it, or I can just read it to you. Okay. This is from Mr. Chavez. He said, apologies, my microphone is acting up. I'm a Bay Point community member whose kids actively enjoy community garden and the Little Sprouts classes. I was here to congratulate the Ambrose board and the community garden on winning the Lowe's 100 grand and the great work Jasmine and garden volunteers have been doing to get to this point. So just wanted to share that with you because I think you can see the chat from where you're calling from.
And what's this gentleman's last name?
Mr. Chavez.
Thank you, Mr. Chavez. I know you can't see me and I can't see you, but thank you for attending tonight's meeting and for your comment. We really appreciate it. So, Doug, General Manager, is there anything else we need on this item? I guess we need a motion, right?
Yes. I move that we authorize the general manager to execute the right of entry and encroachment agreement with Little Sprouts Garden Academy.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Jeff?
Director Lopez Garcia? No, we can't hear her. There you go. Director Torres?
Oh, there she is.
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. Wonderful. Congratulations to the Park District and to Little Sprouts. That's wonderful. Okay, there is no public hearing. There is no closed session. We're moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each member is, we're giving you the opportunity to make comments or ideas for next month's agenda within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. And why don't we start with my Vice Chair, Director Troikson.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm really happy with what the community garden went through. This is a vision that we've had for so many years. And I'm thanking Jasmine and all the volunteers for making this grant happen again. And thank all the staff members as well, Lori, for all the great work, Lori, you've been doing. I know it's a challenging time for all of us, especially for you, with all these COVID protocols. And so I applaud you for everything. And thank you, Jessica, for all that you do with the packet, with everything you do, and thanks to our general manager for keeping it all together. I have nothing else to say, but I'm very happy to be on this board and
We're doing really good job, especially with our community. So I'm so happy to be a member of the board. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Director Torres.
Hi, thank you, Madam Chair. My only comments today, again, is just to congratulate Jasmine for bringing in that $50,000. And again, you know, I just can't say enough about that because, you know, opportunities like this, you know, are very rare. So when you get like $50,000 coming to you, it's great to be able to accept it and take it and run with it for the great of the community. So thanks again. And also thank you, Lori, for all the great work you're doing. I've been to the park a couple of times the last couple of weeks and just amazed on how impressed by the storm drain work that they did. Really well done. And also, I did pass by this afternoon and I did see that they had just barely finished the cement. So it's great to see that bathroom project coming along after such a long delay of getting there. So, but yeah, everyone, great job again for that, the grant, and looking forward to seeing what's happening in the future.
Okay, Director Garcia.
Since the center's been open, we still have some problems with the homeless. I have to tell you that one of our members came in and showed me a video of somebody shooting up during the day, around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, right in the side door. He took the video from inside when he walked in. He wasn't able to send it to me, nor did he want to. It's just really awful that our community has to see that, and our members that come in to use the center have to see that. So whatever could be done about the homeless, I totally want to help and want something to happen. That's it. Thank you.
Have you brought that up during the MAC by any chance? For the police department? Okay. All right.
No. Director, I know that Lori deals with the homeless on a daily basis. I just wanted to say what happened last week because I hadn't had a chance to mention it to anybody. But and this person is violent. Also, another person told me that another homeless person came in and told her, don't be shooting up in here, and that she attacked him and tore his shirt or T-shirt or something. That's just hearsay. That somebody told me that. I don't know. But the video, I saw myself.
Okay.
So, and I know Lori is doing a lot of working every day with the homeless, but it's such a challenge. So, again, whatever I could do, let me know.
Thank you, Director Garcia. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I don't want to leave you out, Director Lopez Garcia. If Jess comes to you, if you want to say something, please do. If you don't, you can let Jess know.
Yeah, she's by phone, too, so I can't see her.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming, Director Lopez Garcia. I know it's really tough on these meetings. Yeah, I want to close out by saying I've enjoyed working with each and every one of my community members, or my board members, rather, and I'm always totally impressed by our park district, but especially during this past year and a half. I think everybody's really stepped up to the plate, and I really, at the end of the day, think that we have the best general manager around because it's because he's such a good leader that all of these people, Lori and Debbie and Jess and Randy, want to work so hard for him and all of our maintenance staff because he's such a good leader. And we're really lucky to have you, general manager. And thank you for doing all the good work that you do and making each one of your employees feel so valued that they want to work for us and continue the good work. And I want to close out by saying thank you to Jasmine. Our community is really, really lucky to have you, and I'm really excited to see what the next chapter of this garden is. It's something that started years ago with Glow Maggleby And I know that May and Eva are probably facing the same thing I am. She would be so pleased to see this, to see how this is going. This is really awesome. All right, good people. Do I have a motion to, does everybody want to adjourn for until September? Do I have aye?
I think we adjourn the meeting until September.
Thank you. And do I have a second and a third and a fourth and fifth? Aye. Everybody say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Thanks,
thank you,
everybody. Enjoy your summer.
Aye.
Goodbye.